Now the question arises, what about the providence of God? What is the providence? Well, all the great doctrines that we have today, I believe, are taught in certain books of the Old Testament. You have redemption taught in the book of Exodus. You have, for instance, the love side of redemption taught in the book of Ruth. And in the book of Job, as we're going to see, it teaches repentance. And resurrection is taught in the book of Jonah. So the great doctrines of our Christian faith are taught in certain books. Now the book of Esther gives us that, and it illustrates providence. Now, this means simply this. These people in a foreign land, out of the will of God, they have not obeyed His orders, because His orders was to return to the land of Israel. They remained. They disobeyed. They forgot God. They're far from Him, and they'll not call upon Him. And when they first came into the land, why, they could say, how shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? And they couldn't. They sat down. They wept when they remembered Zion, but now they've forgotten Zion. In fact, it's in rubble and ruins, and they don't want to go back there. And they made a covenant at the beginning that made my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I forget Zion, they've forgotten, and their tongue is silent in this book. They're not praising God at all, nor are they praying to Him. That makes this, you see, a very remarkable book. But what about God? Well, He hasn't forgotten them. Now, how can God direct them if they've rejected Him? Well, God does it by His providence. And the book of Esther teaches the providence of God. Now, what is providence? Will you forgive me if I'm theological for just a moment? If you want a definition, well, here's a theological definition. It's the means by which God directs all things, both animate and inanimate, seen and unseen, good and evil, toward a worthy purpose, which means His will must finally prevail. Or as the psalmist said, His kingdom ruleth over all. And the New Testament in Ephesians 1:11, Paul says, who worketh all things according to the counsel of His will. So our God today, He's running the universe, friends. I guess that many of us thought it had slipped out from and under Him. And Emerson was wrong when he said, things are in the saddle and they ride mankind. Well, things are riding mankind, but they're not in the saddle. God today is the one that's in the saddle.